So far, more than 100 people in the United States have developed what seems to be a new disease, severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. Most of them have already recovered, or they're on their way back to good health, and no one in the United States has died. But that is not the case in other countries. There have been 84 deaths around the world, and 2,400 people have fallen ill from the disease. SARS has now appeared on four continents. NPR's Joanne Silberner joins us in our studios. Joanne, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Any new information that's developed about what may cause SARS?
Well, there's been a growth in the idea that it's a particular virus called a coronavirus. Scientists are becoming more and more sure that that's what's going on. They've developed tests for both the virus and antibodies to the virus. They've looked on a handful of patients. They found it. They've looked for evidence in people without any symptoms who don't have the disease. They haven't found it. They're getting more confident that that's what's going on.
What is a coronavirus?
Well, it's a family of viruses, and under a microscope, they almost look like they have little crowns on them. Mm-hmm. They infect people, they infect animals, they have a variety of symptoms in people. They can cause colds in animals, all sorts of things.
But as a new disease, it's mostly what we don't know.
There's a lot we don't know. There's a second virus that was suspected for a long time. Some people think that that may still be around. How to treat it is a big question. People may carry the virus and not have symptoms. That's not known yet. No one knows how infectious it really is. And there have been some super spreaders. One person infected 99 people in one case in Asia. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like that happens with everyone. Why is that? It seems to be less serious in the U.S., and no one knows why about that one either.
If, in fact, it can be established that SARS is caused by a virus, there could be, in theory, a vaccine developed to prevent it?
Yeah, and actually that's already in the works. The drug companies got together this week with the National Institutes of Health, the Centers for Disease Control, and the FDA to talk about it. If it is indeed this coronavirus, it actually should be pretty easy to make a vaccine against it because there are vaccines against other types of coronaviruses. Now, with something like HIV, that's a hard one because it mutates a lot. There's no model for it, but there are models for other types of coronaviruses that cause less serious illnesses, and you can get a vaccine for them.
What about the possibility of developing a test for the virus?
That could be very soon, actually. They've got these tests going for the virus that they suspect. The CDC said this week that they're going to distribute it to state laboratories. They're going to see how it works for the state laboratories. I think we could have a test very soon.
I think that what chilled so many people, particularly in this country, as we began to learn about the disease, is the fact that healthcare workers were dying. In fact, Dr. Urbani's death, I think, underscored that most tragically for a lot of people. The idea that people who were on the front lines had not only given their lives, but people who were in the best position to have the best treatment somehow still were beyond not being affected by this. How worried should people be?
Well, if you look at the people who died, you can be pretty worried because it's not clear, you know, why, what about them? He was a young, healthy man. But on the other hand, there have been no deaths here yet. You know, from flu every year in the U.S., there are 20 or 30,000 deaths. When West Nile came out, West Nile virus first came out, there was a fear that it was always lethal. Now they know it's almost never. In fact, people tend not to have symptoms except for a small group of people. Now, one place it's had a huge effect is economically. People have stopped traveling. A lot of people are worried about this and aren't going into places where they suspect it might be.
NPR's Joanne Silberner, thank you very much.
Thank you.